The first teaching for the parish cell system of evangelization for the month of March 2011 on the theme In the Desert. The Lord be with you. The temptations of Jesus in the desert are only found in the Synoptic Gospels. That means in the Gospels of St. Matthew, St. Mark, and St. Luke. Mark only makes a reference to them, while the others give us a detailed account of the temptations of Jesus in the desert. However, each one of the narratives of the temptations of Jesus take different meaning according to the context of each gospel. For Matthew, who was writing to the first disciples of Jesus, who were Jews and were being persecuted by their own people, this event in the life of Jesus could give the Christian community great courage. The same it should do to us and to all the Christians of our age and the persecutions that we are going through. During trials and persecution, one may feel threatened. The threat of losing your daily bread, as there are already some who do lose their daily bread. Some are refused work because they confess their Christian principles. Others experience subtle injustices with the hope of leaving from the place where they are not wanted. During persecution, one is tempted to let himself be carried away by saying, "But everybody is doing that." Some might even abuse from the mercy of God, relying on God's mercy while they surrender to fight the good fight. And during persecution, one may also pretend to go to God by the wide and easy road and not through the way of the Paschal mystery. That means through the way of the cross. Therefore, when Saint Matthew was writing about the temptations of Jesus to the first Christians, he was not just telling them a story or just comparing Jesus to the Jewish people in the desert after they were freed from the slavery of Egypt. He was trying to remind them what the Word of God says. That same word that those who were persecuting them believed, because it was taken from the Torah. What does the Word of God tells us during persecution? It tells us that men shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. It tells us not to put the Lord, our God, to the test, and also to worship the Lord your God and serve Him alone. Just an economical crisis like the one the world is experiencing at the moment, or some natural disaster like the one we had in Australia recently, and we become aware how much bread, food, and work is not enough, and the true value of material things. In fact, the present Pope, full of wisdom, took the opportunity to tell the whole world and its leaders that economy cannot stand by itself without any moral principles. What Saint Paul says is true, that God is rich in mercy. It is also true that he is never outdone for his great patience. For him, time is no problem. He can wait for us patiently for years and years. But it takes a fool not to think of that moment, which sooner or later will surely arrive, when we shall stand before him as we are, and when we have to give account of our fate. The foolishness of men lies here. He refuses to worship God. And for what? In order to end up worshiping something else, or some other person, or maybe even himself. But can any of these deserve the adoration due to God? Jesus was a Jew, and like the Jewish people, he faced the same temptations that they faced in the desert, as we find in the book of Exodus. Jesus suffered hunger, as the Hebrews did in the same desert. He knew what God is capable of doing, as Moses and the people knew from first-hand experience. And he also knew what his mission on earth was, namely, that of establishing a kingdom. In the same way, the people of God believed the promise of a land overflowing with milk and honey. The temptation to turn stones into bread echoes the grumbling of the Jews in the desert against Moses and the God who drove them out of the land of Egypt, where they suffered slavery but at least had some onions to eat. The temptation to make God act at Jesus' whims resounds the hitting of the rock by Moses for water, not once, as God commanded him, but even twice and three times. And the temptation to enter into a pact with Satan in order to acquire a kingdom is another image of the golden calf, a sign of refusing to receive the kingdom as God's gift and try to have it and acquire it by yourself, or worse, by the power of evil means. Jesus' witness and the way he dealt and overcame these temptations that made the Jews pay a high price is of an encouragement not only for the persecuted early Christians, but also for us. When we are persecuted and threatened with hunger, when we are tempted to test God in demanding that he manifests his power against our persecutors, and when we are tempted to take over and try to establish our power by evil means, we should rely on Jesus' words and example and claim the power we have to quote scriptures and act in Jesus' name to rebuke the evil one who cannot bear Christ's disciples and remain faithful to him that called us and entrusted us with God's mission of the salvation of all human beings. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ.